Lord God, Heavenly Father, may we seek to focus on your word each and every day. In your son's name we pray, amen. So, if you haven't seen the news lately, there is a small gathering over in South Korea right now called the Winter Games. I've heard that 38 years ago, who's counting, coach from Minnesota, put together a small band of young men on a hockey rink and produced one of the greatest upsets the world has ever seen in sports. All right, so great. All right. Nobody likes hockey in here. That's okay. I can go with that. I can understand that. So 38 years ago, and then now this year, every 3 years, we have to remember that fateful day that the Americans won the prized victory over the Russians. So interesting enough is that every Olympics is drummed up this same event that happened, and we have to bring it up every single time. But I'd like to kind of focus, if you would turn in the back of your worship bulletin to 2 Corinthians 3. Paul has some ideas to convey to us this morning. He was writing to a group in Corinth, and the group in Corinth, interesting enough, is, let's just say, they were the church that you probably didn't want to be a member at. They had so many problems in the congregation that Paul has to write two letters to them because they're so far off track. They lived half of their lives in the gospel that they were hearing, but they also led half their lives in this world in which the Romans had been teaching them for time and time again about going after other gods and going after yourself, really. And so this morning, we take a look at this. On the video, it very interesting, is this marked a defining moment, supposedly, in the lives of this team. And so finally, after a game, the coach had them do lines. Sometimes you... back and forth each and every time. And then I get the sense that some of us may be wanting to do that this morning. Should we line up right here and do some sprints? Would that get us going this morning? No. I think half of you would run to the door and then not come back. So that would probably be the end of all our sprints. All right? And so when we take a look at this, is the defining moment this coach had to basically say, okay, so you have two names on your jersey. All right? You have what's on the front and what's on the back. The back had their names, their last name, of their family name. And that marked who they were as an individual. And so finally the coach had to say, okay, so if you're just going to play for the name on the back, then therefore there's no sense in doing this. Yeah, you guys are pretty good in hockey, but at the same time, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything who that name is. He said, what's the front of the jersey? The front of the jersey is what's important. And so finally, one of these guys, after all these sprints, he finally got it. He finally got it. And he wasn't from Minnesota, unfortunately. I was trying for that one. But he was from Massachusetts out, you know, in the Boston area. And so he basically had to say, I play for the United States. You know, I am an individual, but I play for a bigger team, a bigger reason to step on the ice each and every time. And so when we take a look at this, we take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, especially verses 4 through 5. All right, it says, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And so we don't want to go any further than this. We have to define what he's talking about here, because if we don't, then we can kind of get lost in the translation. Verse 4, in their case, the God of this world. Who's the God of this world? A little louder, please. Who's the God of this world? Satan. Satan is the God of this world. What do I mean? He's condemned to this planet. This is where he brought sin into the world. And so when Paul writes that this is the God of this world, he's saying he's trapped here. And so Paul is trying to say there's something bigger out there. There's something bigger. When you look at what Satan is trying to do, he's trying to make it so that the whole team is only playing for the individual. And so when Satan looks at who we are as a church, and he's writing to the church at Corinth, he's saying, you guys are individuals. You guys are individuals. And so all throughout his writings, both in the first and second letter, he has to say this. He has to say, look at how the congregation comes together, and look how you're looking at it as individuals and not as a church body, as an assembly. And so in verse 5, he says this, if you would read this with me. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants. So very interesting enough, do you get the correlation here? Almost as if, you know, we can do sprints, but mainly there comes the point before you get exhausted, before you get tired, before you get to the point where your entire body is just worn out. Hopefully this will come into play. What he says, for what we proclaim is not our, it's not the name on the back that's important, but the name on the front, and the name of the front with, but Jesus Christ as. And so the question really amounts to this. It really amounts to this, is that who's on the jersey front? Who's on the jersey front when we go out as Christ followers? Who is that one we carry in front of us? And what name do we scratch out? Do we even leave off? Because the name on the front is so much more important. And did you notice what he says in there? That we're the servants. We're the servants. He's writing to the Corinthians, who he basically has to say, you guys have no clue what it means to be a Christian. Your church has so many different problems. I struggle to write to you. And at the same time, he says, you know what? At the same time, I'm your servant. I'm the one who's coming to you. And I will, as each one, come to you. Not because I'm bearing who I am. I'm bearing Christ. And so he says to the Corinthians, I'm going to serve you in however way I can. Because it is Christ in me who lives out, and it's Christ in me who shines forth. And when we really look at what it means to be this church, this assembly, this group of believers, it means you're leaving this individual, this God of this world, this person who tries to separate. So he's trying to say, this is what's important. This is what is important, that you throw away the name on the back. That we look for ways in which to serve each other. And so when we take a look at that in Wilmer, we don't have to go any closer than this. Who's at the end of your pew? Do you know him? Is there anyone at the end of your pew? Is there someone within arm's reach? I saw so many different times, even this morning, of someone coming up behind somebody else as they were sitting in their spot, as they were nice and rested and ready to go, and someone tapping them on the shoulder and coming up behind them and saying, you know what, how you doing? How was your week? And so it's as if to say, where are you at? Because I want to live for Christ. I don't want to live for myself. And in that way, I want to get to know you. I want to get to make sure that you're okay. And is there anything I would like to pray for you right now, right here? As Lutherans, that's difficult. Sometimes we need to run laps because we're not ready for that. But prayer is something in which we come to God and say, God, would you please? And the Lord is saying, who do you think beckoned you to ask me that? I've been waiting for you to ask. And so let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, as we are looking at a group of athletes at the games halfway around the world, Lord God, help us understand that Lord God, even as we cheer on this one team of ours from our nation, Lord, help us understand that, as Paul said, that this group of people, that we as a team function better together rather than separate. Lord God, help us understand that, Lord God, we can do far more things as a team than we can as individuals. So, Lord God, we know this, and we need to hear it from you. There are so many different things, Lord, that you have equipped us with. So we ask you to be with us, Lord, as, Lord God, we live out what it means to bear your name on our uniform. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.